Okay, we'll call the meeting to order at 6:05, Tuesday, July 19th, 2022. Doug is joining us via Zoom tonight, and we have a guest this evening, Daryl Skase with Skase & Partners, our auditor. We would like to, I know that some have expressed an interest that they would like to ask the auditor a question, so in order to allow for time, we will allow anyone that wants to ask him after he's presented 5 minutes to ask their question and have him answer it so that we can keep things going. And then after the auditor portion of the meeting is done, there we'll continue on with the rest of our council meeting. Okay? So with that, Daryl, would you like to present?
All right. You don't mind if I sit down?
It might actually be easier if you were up here just because we have to record the meeting.
Oh, okay. So the first thing as an auditor, I'll let you know this, that after completing the audit, it's an unqualified audit report, which means we didn't find anything that said we should qualify the audit. So that's the first thing. The first thing it's an unqualified audit report. What that means is I didn't qualify it for any reason. All the check boxes were stroked properly, so that's the first thing. It's a long statement, so I don't think you want me to go through all 28 pages. Few things that I highlight with councils, and I go through the balance sheet with them and explain what you own at the town office and the community and what you owe. So I go through that, and everything was in order there, everything reconciled. Expenses and the income statement. When you end up including depreciation, which is about $173,000. You don't budget for that when you're doing your mill rate. Otherwise, your mill rate would be quite a bit higher if you added that in. So when I removed that, there was a bit of a deficit still for the year. A lot of costs that arose because of COVID, lingering costs that carried over into 2021. But I think the council, new councilor, I had a meeting a week ago to go over everything with them, came over. And I think they've got a good handle on things. I always go through something called debt service. The debt service is a calculation that you do, and it's a formula based on the provincial guidelines, and it states in that calculation how much you could borrow based on the size of your community in debt, total debt, and how much you could afford in annual payments, principal and interest. And I always check that to make sure that the communities are compliant. And they have got well within the boundaries of compliance. You could borrow a total of about $970,000. They've only got $73,000 borrowed, so they're well under. On the annual payments, they could have annual payments of $161,000. They've only got annual payments of $73,000, so again, they're well in line with that. And I do check that because on a case, I've had a couple of communities that maybe kind of approach that border, and the province will get on you for that, and so I always go through that every year, even though it's a repeat and a recalculation. Other things, I think there was capital expenditures this year that they spent on different projects. I think it was about $159,000 that they spent on. Just a minute here, grab that. I say it's a long statement. They spent $159,000 between machinery and equipment, the wastewater system, and the water system, and roads and streets. So, and that was all funded principally by provincial grants. And you still have some grant funding available to carry forward into the next year. The province calculates your grants availability based on population, and also they'll do it on based on what you have to do in the community. And if you make an application, they may increase that grant to you. And there are some special grants that come in as well. A lot of them came in over the last 2 years because of COVID. So the town was judicious in using those. Not too many other things of note, really. To say it's a fairly long statement. Sometimes I complain about the length of it and really what does it prove and who can read it. It's even hard for me to read when you're preparing it. But other than that, I think it was a year that completed on a note, upward note. And as I said, I talked to council and had a good chat with them about because they're back, new council back in, and I make myself available if they want to know just sort of the status of finances and progress and projects they might have going and my thoughts on. I don't offer any management advice; I just offer information about what I see. So we had a good meeting there. And, so. Anybody got any questions?
So if you have questions for Daryl, I just ask that you state your name so we can get, so the recorder knows who's speaking. And, yes.
Yes.
What page did you end on there in your report?
What page did I end?
What page did you end on?
Oh. Well, I kind of flipped from one to the other. Like the report is 24 pages long, so I went through kind of highlights of certain pages, a thing called a balance sheet, called an income statement, went through that. I covered off there's a note on debt service. There's quite a few notes in here. A lot of them are just accounting policy. And then some have got some facts attached to them as well. Things like commitments that the town has. They've got annual commitments. They've got a company called Benchmark. If you don't like your assessment, Benchmark are the people to talk to. Or if you like your assessment, I guess you don't have to talk to them. So Benchmark, they've got a contract with them. They've got a lease with Ford Credit. And I think that's the only real commitments they've got. Not really a lot. Line of credit. I don't think they're in it now, but I think they're in it about $73,000 at the end of the year. But it's like farming. Communities are like farming. They get one shot of cash a year, which is their tax roll, and then they have to live with that for the rest of the year. The only cash flow that comes on top of that for operating is utilities that pays the bills for that. And because most of the grants you get are based on projects, so you have to have a project going. It's not an operating cost, it's a project. So if you're going to build a building, do streets, things like that that qualify, that's the use of those grants. Other than that, the day-to-day costs come out of the property taxes and the utility charges.
How do they assess if you qualify?
Oh, for grants? Oh, well, you make an application to the province. There's a grant department. Got one of my pets over. There's a grants department, and there's various things that you can apply for, and you just apply to those that department about what your project is, what your costs are, and they'll tell you what they'll fund of it. If they won't fund at all, sometimes they'll point out another grant will maybe fill in the gap. Or if they don't have anything like that, you'll have to fund it out of your own. Now, what the town has done over the past number of years is they've got a restricted reserve, and it's about $66,000. What that restricted reserve is for is to come up with a shortfall. It's kind of the down payment on a project. If you're doing a project, you have to come up with some cash to finish it. So that's how they do it.
Is there a time limit on using up the reserve?
Nope.
Is there any qualifier to using up the reserve?
Council decision?
Yeah. Is there a limitation on any of the projects?
Well, I think in the planning, when you do a capital project, I think that's part of the planning.
Yes.
When you're doing budgeting, you'll figure out, maybe not just one year, but maybe over the next couple of years, what projects do you have to do. Then you'll source grants as part of your budget planning. And you'll see what grants are available. And usually when you get out there and ask for them, they're usually going to be there for you when you actually apply. And then you kind of know what the sweat equity is going to be, what your down payment is going to be. And that's usually how councils do it.
Is there any sense...
Okay, Fran? Sorry.
So you audited 2020, am I getting you right?
Yes.
Okay, and how do, does the bill, are we in good standing? Like, are the money that's coming in compared to the money we've got outstanding?
I think that your money is tight. I think all the small communities' money is tight. And it's been tight for a number of years. And one of the reasons is you've lost all the elevators. Mm-hmm. And you let G3 be built outside of your community. You should annex it. Bring it in town. You lost a lot of money there. And that's where the towns have lost a lot of money, the small communities, because there was elevators in every town. And those would be good for maybe 25 to 30,000 in money a year. And they've been gone for probably close to a decade. So towns have had to look other directions and tighten their belt to make sure cash lasts all year.
The other thing is, so when you audited 2020,
yes,
you were looking at what was going out and where it was going and who was responsible for that money and that it went to the right place,
we really don't decide where it should go. There's a budget that's prepared. It's an operating budget, and the towns also have an ongoing capital budget, which they're doing to determine what they want to apply for grants. So we make sure that every invoice on our test, we don't do every one, but we test to say, well, if the town says this is the way they step through the payment of, first of all, creation of a bill, who creates the bill? Is there a pricing on it? Is there POs? Usually in small communities, you don't get POs. You know, it's just not that sophisticated. And then we look at when the bill comes in, did the supply arrive as well? Did somebody sign off on the invoice? Then when it was paid, did somebody approve the check or the two signatures or whatever number of signature required?
And that the check went to the person or to the...
Well, we know it's named as that person, and we go through and check some of the bank reconciliations to ensure that it goes to the right place, because that can be a bit of a problem. It's more of a problem now when you've got payments online. And one of the problems with payments online, a business may be sold, but the business name didn't change, the bank changed, and we've had a problem with that with one of the towns. They paid the guy that used to own the business. He was a good fellow, so he paid the other fellow that owned the business. So you have to watch for things like that now. And I kind of check those, and I just make that advisory comment to the community. Make sure you're watching when you're doing that, that if you have online payments to customers instead of checks, you make sure it's going to the right party. Because you might get some unscrupulous person who might say, I'm just keeping it. So we make those comments and check for that.
And everything seemed to be...
Yeah, we didn't really find anything...
Any red flags?
Not really any red flags on... the steps not being taken. We go through the tax roll as well. We check with Benchmark, your fans, and we check with that with the mill rate that the council has determined. And it's all kind of built on top of the school requisitions. And we measure that out and make sure that what they did calculate in the town is correct, that it's not over-under. So we go through that as well every year. And it's good every year. They're up maybe a couple percent, maybe a couple hundred bucks on a $200,000. Not too bad. Yeah.
One of the questions. Does anybody else have another question? Have a question?
I got a simple question. Kay. I don't know if I'm kind of naive about it or not. But money that is granted to the town for
yes.
a project.
Yes.
That money has to go to that project?
Yes. Well, now, qualify that. Now, the first thing is a lot of the grants will come in because of a headcount of the community. Okay, you've got a certain population. They'll give you a certain amount of capital grant. And that money shouldn't be spent until you apply to the province. Say, that grant money that's coming, or we have, it's a combination of two. They haven't maybe all sent it yet. And you'll make an application for that particular grant based on the rules of what it can be used for. And you'll ask the province, can they approve that? And they usually do, and they'll tell you how much of that capital cost of what you're going to do, how much they'll cover. Sometimes they'll cover it all. Sometimes they'll only cover 75%. So you've got to come up with the difference. And that's where you start searching around for another grant to fill in that space, or you have your own cash.
So if that money is designated for a certain location,
Yes.
Get spent elsewhere. Is that a proper procedure or not?
That shouldn't happen because there is a report called an SFE, a Statement of Financial Expenditures, Fixed Expenditures, and it's a report you have to give to the province every year at the end of the year, and we match that all up because the province looks at our statements and they measure out what we have on the financials as to what you should have not spent, match it with the SFEs, which is saying what you did spend during the year. So the administration has to fill out that report to get approval to use the funds. So there's approval, first of all, of using a block of those funds, and then you have to go through the process and prove that you spent it on these invoices for that project, and you send that report to the province. And they're pretty rigorous on that. They're good to work with, and they're pretty rigorous on managing that.
So my question is, yeah. If on Short Street in town that had money set aside to work on it.
Yes.
But it wasn't used on that street.
It might carry forward to the next year. The grant may carry forward. Like, they'll leave some of this unspent grant money with you for a period of time, but eventually they'll say, are you going to use it or not, because maybe we want it back.
Oh, yeah.
So they do. You usually get about 2 to maybe 3 years. And that's the one department I think most administrations are in communication with all the time, because the biggest money spent in town is usually on a capital project, streets, a building, a water system, sewer line. So some of that money will carry over to the next year, and we track it. And the province tracks it, and they'll carry it to the next year. And then you'll maybe get the project going next year because maybe you ran out of time or couldn't get people in or the price wasn't right, so you defer to the next year. And they allow for that.
Okay. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Thanks. Sheila?
Just to carry on with what Don was talking about, so do you audit that MSI capital that comes in that is actually used for the projects?
Yes.
That it's been applied?
Yeah. Okay. We track that. We've got a spreadsheet we've been using for probably 7 or 8 years. So it just carries, it's an Excel spreadsheet. We just carry it forward so we see, we go back. I don't have to go dig up an old file. I just have it as a working paper in here. And I think I've given that to them as well. So I can track what came in. I can track where it was spent, which project. I match it up with the SFEs. Sometimes the province will say, well, you got our money. You owe us some interest, so we'll have to apply some interest to it. Sometimes it won't give us how much we should apply to it, so we'll figure a number out and they'll say, that's fine. We'll use a low rate, maybe 1%. So they do. We do track constantly. Yeah. Because they track us.
Okay.
Our report.
Now, was there any areas of concern?
I think the town has, as I said, small communities have lost a lot of good cash flow from the loss of the elevators and rail lines. So cash is tight. So I think the communities have to watch their expenditures in all areas, particularly operating areas, because the grants aren't there to pay wages. So the community has to fund that on their own and any other expenditures. So I've said to each community I've talked to, you know, cash flow is key. You got to watch it. Watch what you're spending. So same storyline was here when I came in. Same with all of them. Is watch your money. There's only so much of it. I don't think you'd like a real big tax increase. So that was a conversation I had with all the communities. Just watch your expenditures. Make sure you stick within your budget. If you have to stop a project because you don't have the sweat equity piece of it, defer it. If it's not critical, it's not like a hole in the middle of the street, and you can defer it because it's some yard or something else, I just say maybe you got to defer it until you can accumulate some cash.
Okay.
Given the situation of real estate in the province of Alberta and the movement of people at the moment, is it prudent then to reevaluate all the lots and things you have available?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question because the communities, it depends where you're located too. Like, how close are you to a larger center? Well, make some of your decision for you. For example, if you, Stavey, for example, at close to Claire's home. So it has a bit of a mix going on there. It still has the elevators there as well. So close yard of Vulcan would probably help you in what you decide you want to do. You know, one of the things we just talked about the other day, the cost of fuel. Commuting used to be, oh, I can have a cheaper house in some smaller community, but then I got a $1,000 fuel bill when I drive to, say, Lethbridge. So maybe I should live in Lethbridge. So that's impacting things right now as well. So I think it depends where you live, how close you are to a center. It depends on what your real estate market might be.
And it seems, reading some of the information, that many municipalities, the large ones, I must admit, are thinking about the smaller units, smaller houses.
So what's the cost of land? Cost of land is driving that.
And less cost to the situation.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if that would be wise to reevaluate what we've got here, because they're very generous lots.
Well, I think I just have to leave it to you guys to decide that.
Yes.
You know, that's sort of outside the
monitor.
But
it could be done.
I think you can do anything.
Yeah.
With a bit of, if you can convince people to do it, you know, I think you can do anything.
Good.
If you can afford it.
So does anyone have any other questions for our auditor, for Daryl?
Well, thank you for listening. You got a nice cool room here. My truck, the air conditioning is broke. It's a hot drive home. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Have a good summer.
Have a good evening.
Thanks
for the food.
Okay. So, is there anything we need to add to the agenda? We do need to table the ATCO gas because we're still waiting for more information to come from them. So we'll have to table that for now. So is there anything else? If not, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I will move to approve the agenda.
I think we may have lost Doug.
Sorry.
Wake up, Doug.
Getting a little nauseous here.
Yeah. Okay. All those in favor, I guess because we're via Zoom, is anyone opposed to that motion? If not, it is carried. All right. The approval of the minutes of the June 13th regular council meeting. Is there any errors or omissions? If not, can I have a motion to approve?
I motion to approve the agenda or the minutes of the June 13th meeting.
It could be.
Okay. Either I'm blocking all the sound.
Okay. Okay. Just a sec, Doug.
Just one sec, Doug.
Absolutely
nothing. That noise
out there, making
noise.
Whatever that is, I don't know.
I just hope this stays closed.
That
doesn't happen.
There we go.
There we go.
We'll have to go. We'll all have to go to the south and do this if it gets. All right. So, where are we at?
Doug made the motion?
Yeah. To approve the regular council meeting?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor? And it is carried. The special council meeting held on June 15th.
That was the public hearing?
That was the public hearing meeting. Is there any discussion on that? If not, can I have a motion to approve?
I will move to approve the special meeting minutes.
Okay. All those in favor? I can see your hand, Doug. It's carried. All right. The Public Works Report. So, Kelly's made notes on the side. I don't know if we want to go over and discuss anything on her notes. Kelly, do you want to talk on any of this?
No, I met with Scott last week, and we just went over what Patrick had left, kind of went through it, what's a priority, what's done. And so, yeah, these are just my notes on that. And
I know that the sewer auger was broken. Yes. Has it been fixed or sent away?
It has not been yet, no. Okay. Apparently the parts are not available right now. Okay. Which is kind of across the board for a lot of things, I think. So.
Okay. Is there anything that anybody wants to ask about Public Works?
Do you actually have a Public Works report in front of you?
Yes.
So one
yes.
can get a copy of it sometime?
Yep.
Read it? Thank you.
Tim, I have a question.
Yes.
The bigger mower, it's not working anymore?
Why?
They were using it last week.
It's just because I have seen Scott back and forth on a little one on a big area, and I thought maybe that the bigger one was broken. But
when was that?
At the running the length, you know, if you're walking, yeah, whatever.
Across from the old hotel.
Yeah.
That, oh, okay.
Where the rail.
CP lots
are. Yeah. I'm not sure, because Haley was out there with a big one. One day last week, so I don't know.
Okay.
Well, it had a flat tire, didn't it?
The smaller John Deere had the flat tire. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And those tires are hard to come by right now.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. That's what Scott was saying.
Mm-hmm. And then the belt went on the other mower, which is also hard. It's 2-3 week lag time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
So I do have a question.
Sure. Yes.
So you say that the sewer has been updated on Whitney from the church to the east. Oh, yeah, that's never mind. I'm thinking backwards. Okay. That's Burroughs Place.
Okay.
I couldn't hear a word you said.
There was notes in here about the sewer being completely replaced in 19 and 20 from the church,
yes,
the United Church to the east, and I was thinking west.
Uh-huh.
So I was just backwards.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other questions for Kelly for Public Works? If not, we will move on to the administrator report. How's it going, Kelly?
So far, it's good. My Zoom meeting is going to end in 10 minutes, so it's telling me.
Oh.
So we may
if I lose you, I'll just start another one and I'll send it to your email.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Okay. So far, so good.
So do you want to just go maybe highlight this?
My administrative
yeah.
report?
Okay. Since they don't have that in front of them.
Okay. So the village had all the gravel roads graded July 6th and 7th and topped up with gravel as needed. Did I talk about this?
You can, yeah.
Okay, I just don't know what to share. We have a work-in-kind agreement with the County of Vulcan, so that was done under this work-in-kind agreement, so it didn't cost the village anything to do all of the grading. Scott was also given at the Public Works lot a couple of dump truck full of gravel so that he can top up any areas that were needed. We've had a few noise complaints about G3. I sent an email to them and received a response that they're going to be experimenting with where they park the locomotives during loading and unloading. And so if anybody does have complaints, come talk to me, let me know, and I will forward them on to G3.
Could we change the wind direction? And no problem.
I'll work on that, but I can't promise anything. Sorry. I have also spoken with Fish and Wildlife regarding the deer population. The Fish and Wildlife officer actually came out to the office and dropped off a box of deer repellent. So it's for anybody that would like some. There's some shakers that are there that you're supposed to sprinkle around. He said he can't guarantee that it's going to work, but he's heard good response from it. And then there's also another one that was a liquid that you mix and spray around. So Does it work?
I
no. Okay. Oh, okay.
But they cannot actually physically remove the deer from the village.
No.
What sort of area would you bring
them? Retreats where they're eating.
Pardon?
Where they're eating.
Where they're eating. If like, you've seen them eating.
Yeah. Like they've really destroyed trees and plants, and so. Yeah.
And his only real advice was for gardens was to build a large fence, a tall fence. He said, "There's nothing that they can do as Fish and Wildlife. They can't come and move them out. They can't." Destroy them. I've also left a message with the biologist for this area, and I never did hear back from him. So apparently they just...
About another animal in town.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do about the skunk population?
That's a good move.
Good question.
Lots of them around.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that.
That powder deters skunks, too.
By Dutch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So...
Your other option is to trap them somehow.
Yeah. Traps.
Get traps.
A lot of people have my skunk trap.
2 weeks ago, I had a fox in my dress.
Oh.
And we think we have a name, so be on the lookout.
Okay. Okay. We've changed over the ATB. So the CAO of the village is the agent of the ATB because the village owns the ATB bank, so that's been switched over. As CAO, I'll continue to work at the bank as well, which is a little bit different than how it was in the past. That pretty much covers it.
If it's different, is it better or less better?
Is what different?
In the past.
Patrick never worked frontline at the bank,
yes.
Whereas I was hired to work in the bank, and I quite enjoy that part of the job. So when Heather and I kind of alternate back and forth, so I can still actively work at the bank, which...
So we've actually got two people can cope with the situation now.
Yes. Yeah, well, there was two people before, because it was myself and Heather. So it's still continuing on in the same way. I've just gained a little bit of additional...
Thank you.
...workload.
A lot.
Okay. So, moving on to... Is there any questions? Any questions for admin report? Okay, we'll move on to correspondence. And we have received one letter for correspondence from a resident. So I guess we just accept it as correspondence.
Okay.
Financial reports... All right. Can I have a motion to approve those reports?
I will make the motion.
I'll make the motion to approve those reports as presented.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion? All those in favor? And it is carried.
Okay. Sorry about that.
All right, moving on to financial reports. So, do you want to just touch on this?
What do I?
So, the current cash.
Okay, so our current cash on hand right now is $164,977.26. We have, just go through the whole.
Yeah.
Okay, we have $40,859.02 in investments. Our public works receivable is $1,311.68. We have overdue taxes owing from last year of $16,672.32, and current taxes owing from this tax year of $136,902.93. So we have overdue and current utilities owing of $7,226.10, but that does not include the most recent billing cycle that started in July. So that would be from June back. So our MasterCard owing is $1,206. That's paid off every month, but that's just what's sitting on it when I did the financials. So our cash and near cash total is $366,743.31.
Whose MasterCard is it?
It's the village MasterCard. So if we need parts or supplies or anything, that's what it gets.
$1,200 owing?
Yes.
Are you going to pay it?
Yeah, it's paid every single month.
Good.
Yeah. So it's more of a convenience thing rather than having accounts at Napa and John Deere and everywhere like that, that we just use the credit card.
Is that pretty much the norm, what is still owing in taxes as compared to other years, or is this a worse year than... Because to me, $136,000 still owing sounds like an awful lot of money when tax payment was, or taxes were due on July 8th now. Is that including people though that pay only monthly? So
I believe that does include the monthly payers because then they're spread over the rest of the year. Okay. So, yes, but I can find a comparison for you if you'd like. And
no,
I
just, you know, when you said $136,000, it just sounded like a lot, but then... As soon as I asked the question, I realized it might contain people who pay on the money.
Yes.
Okay. And then we have the budget versus actual. Is there any questions or concerns with that? No? If not, can I have a motion to approve the financials?
Approve the financials.
Okay. All those in favor? And it is carried. All right. So going on to old business, MPE update.
Okay. So MPE is an engineering group that was hired under a grant last year to do a water and fire distribution review. I was supposed to get a report from him to be able to present to council, and I got an email at 5:30, right about the same time we got power back, so I haven't actually had a time to look at it. So he will be coming out to our August meeting and presenting the full report on what they've done and what they've found and where we can move forward with our water plan, issues. I guess, issues, yes. So
okay.
So that's deferred, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, 2210 Geo. Parks.
Okay, so this was another grant project that was done last year. This 2210 Geo company, oh, sorry, I just have to get Doug back. How did I do this? Sorry. I thought I was already signed in.
Yes, Sheila.
Could you just explain that the package that you have that you're looking at can be downloaded from the website?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So people can see the financials.
And, yes.
But I don't think a lot of people know that.
Okay. So
where do we get this information?
Okay. So if you go on the Village of Carmengay website, you can download the past minutes, the agendas, the financials, all that there. They're working on putting all the bylaws on there. So you can. Thank you, Sheila.
Do you have a copy of that in the office?
They can print one off if you come in and ask for it, but they don't usually have copies in the office anymore. But
yeah,
they certainly can.
It's about 28. Yeah, it's just 28 pages long, so I don't like to kill a lot of trees by printing a bunch of them. So, how do I invite him now? Jeez.
You can do both sides.
Oh, I do. There we go.
Hopefully, this will come up faster.
Hopefully,
than last
yeah.
Time.
Thank you for your patience.
Yes.
Should just put them on FaceTime and talk to them.
Yeah.
Cell phone.
I don't have an Apple phone. I'm like the only person in the world that doesn't have an Apple phone.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
No. Do I just interview this?
Yeah, this is information, so
okay. Come on.
Were you omitting the item at CoGas?
Yeah,
we tabled it at the start of the meeting.
Let me go through. Okay, come on. There he is. Yay. You good? You can hear us? Okay, perfect. Okay, so 2210 Geo is a company that was hired last year, excuse me, to create a GIS system, which is like a, I don't even.
It maps all your infrastructure.
Thank you. On the computer.
On the computer. So it's been paid for. It was done with a grant. Upon looking into it a little bit closer and talking with ORSC, who is our Old Man River Regional Subdivision
Commission,
they actually do a very similar thing. They can be all, it's actually essentially identical. So we can save some money by canceling out this contract and just going with our existing agreement with ORSC. So that's basically just for information, just to update everybody on.
And what will be the outcome of that report? What's it aimed at?
So what it does is it maps all of your infrastructure. So if you're trying to find a sewer shutoff or a water main valve or that, they can, on their phone, find it.
And it'd be useful to have anyway.
So we already had that capability with ORSC.
Yes.
But another company was hired through a grant to do the same exact thing. But we
don't have to pay for it?
But we did. We are canceling that contract. And we are just staying with ORSC because they already do a whole lot of other services for us. So it's duplicate.
That's good.
Sorry, I have a question.
Yes.
So if you got a grant for that, do you not have to use that grant for that project?
It was
it's
already
used. Done. Yes, it's just a recurring yearly fee to keep accessing that website. So when I started looking into it a little bit more, and I found out that it was actually basically a duplicate mapping system that we already have access to through our ORSC agreement. So after I talked to the mapper at ORSC, he said, no, we can do all the same thing. We basically already have all that information. So we just will be canceling this agreement.
Good job, Kelly. You'll save us some money.
Yes, hopefully. Yeah, that's the idea. All right.
Commercial building update.
Okay. So obviously you guys have all seen the hole over there. There's been a bit of a hiccup with the excavation. The area was not properly reclaimed, so the builders had to completely excavate all of the debris from the other buildings in the past that have just been pushed into the holes. It will have to be filled with clay at an expense.
And extra costs.
Yes.
A lot of extra cost, yes. So we're waiting.
Will that delay the progress of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Majorly.
So basically we're waiting for a quote from DM Construction on the cost of the excavation and the reclamation, and then we'll have to reevaluate going forward. I think. Is that accurate? All right.
We decided that it was better to dig it out, clean it out, reclaim it, and get it all ready to build, even if we couldn't build immediately. So that was kind of our decision.
Because otherwise it was forever a green space if we didn't reclaim it. So
will they present an estimate before you even decide whether to go ahead with that situation?
An estimate.
How much it's going to cost?
For the reclamation?
Well, everything to make it a commercial building site.
Yes, so they're reevaluating their quote for us. So we've got a building quote from them already. So we're waiting for the reclamation quote. The excavation and reclamation quote should be coming in this week.
And of the two, which is the most difficult one to achieve? Reclaiming the site?
Well, you can't build on it unless you reclaim it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's going to be added more cost then?
Yes, absolutely. So that's why we're waiting for the quote before we move forward with any more decisions on the building.
So we can forget the per square foot quote that came out before.
Yes.
And reevaluate
it. It's something we'll discuss after at council after the quote has come in, Maureen.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear that.
Okay, he said it's something we'll discuss at council after the quote comes in.
Okay.
Yes.
Some of the insurance money we are hoping will cover the cost of the reclamation. And so then we'll see what's left after that. All right, charging station.
So sometime in the past, there was an electric charging station. I believe it was through another grant. So it just, everything is here. It just needs to be installed. Originally, we were waiting for the build to happen because the charging port was going to be right in front of the building. So we're just waiting to see what happens with that. And then we'll just need an electrician to install it. And then we'll have an electric car charging station here in town.
Perfect. Okay, moving on. New business, sports day. The float, I met with Scott and the girls yesterday, and he had the float out. We're trying to come up with a plan to put the float on a truck because it won't fit on the white one. My suggestion, the dump truck, is too grandiose. But so, but it looks in good shape still. It needs a little bit of touch-up for paint. So, but other than that, it's in good shape. So we'll have that in the parade, and I think it's going to another parade. Is that true, Doug?
I can't hear Kim.
Oh, sorry. That's a first. So the float is ready, or it needs a few touch-ups of paint, and then we're looking at putting it in another parade. Is that correct? Picture Butte,
well,
Claire's Home, or something?
Well, I think we got an invitation to Picture Butte, so okay. I think we should accept.
Okay.
Picture Butte, you guys can't hear him.
Worst comes to worst, I did tell Scott we could use my truck to go over there.
Okay.
We should see what it looks like for our own parade, possibly in the dump truck, because we do have Carmingay on the door, right?
Okay.
See what it looks like anyway, but maybe to go to Picture Butte, we might just have to put it in my half tender.
Okay. All right, and fireworks?
I can confirm that fireworks have been booked. The guy was going to come out and check out sites of where to shoot them off because he suggested at the sewage lagoon area, and I told him I didn't like that area because the coulee's right behind it, and if you guys have never fought fire in a coulee, trust me, you do not want to. So I had suggested the property across the street from Danny Bonnie's, Val and Cogdale's, that empty field there. And he was just looking at it on a GIS map or a Google Earth map or something, and he'd said that he didn't think it was big enough, but he was going to come out and check out some areas. So I have not yet heard from him as to if he did that, but I'm going to give him a call and find out what's going on with that. But it's booked, and he's got a deposit. So... And we got rain, so we should not get shut down.
The fireworks are happening.
Calgary guy?
Yes, the Calgary guy. Sorry?
What is the date?
Sports day. The Saturday of sports day.
Saturday.
6th. Fireman barbecue is on the Friday, so we did not want to book it on the same night as the barbecue because that's just too much for us.
I need the trucks.
Yeah, exactly.
So Saturday at what, 10? Or
yeah, dark, dusk, 10, 10:30, something like that.
Okay. Okay, and Vulcan Waste is dropping off garbage dumpsters and garbage cans around the village for sports day. So, yeah.
Porta-potties?
Hadn't asked about that. But
I thought he was bringing in a couple.
Are they? Okay.
And a wash station.
And a wash to wash your hands.
Oh, perfect.
So there'll be at least two coming in from the ice side as well.
Correct. Okay. So Municipal Planning Commission appointment.
So we posted for a vacancy with our Municipal Planning Commission, and we had two applicants, Karen Wilms and Nels Peterson.
Okay. So do we want to appoint them both? Or do we want to discuss?
Which is exciting. They'll both be quite good to have on board.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
did you want to make that motion, Doug, or do you want me to?
Sorry, Kim, who's the first?
Karen Wilms.
Karen Wilms.
Second row center. Aren't you glad you came? Okay.
Did Did you want a motion for that, Doug?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
I motion to appoint Karen Wilms and Nels Peterson to fill the vacant positions on the Carmody Municipal Planning Commission.
Okay, any discussion on that motion? Okay, seeing none. All in favor? And that is carried. Welcome.
Five total.
Five total. Yeah.
A tiebreaker.
Yeah. Okay, the Matlock lease agreement.
I didn't hear back from Eric
okay,
on this.
So, okay, so we'll have to defer
it's
this?
Just probably, yeah.
Okay, so we'll have to defer this for later.
Could you tell me what it is?
We have farmers that hay fields for us.
Yes.
And so that's all that is. And, all right. The solar farm update. So in that one windstorm in June, we had a couple of the panels that were badly damaged and the wiring and the frames and stuff, so they're going to have to be replaced. And the estimated repair costs are $3,500 for new panels and an inverter and the wiring.
Total
for four panels, yes, and all the parts. So
is that whole line down when that happens?
We have no clue, to be honest.
The person that's supposed to be fixing them has been hiking the Pacific Coast. He's been out of the Pacific Coast for the last few weeks, so I got him on the phone last week, and he gave me a ballpark figure of $3,500 with no estimated time of when they could get the parts in. Pretty much everything is
backordered. We don't know whether it's collecting solar right now or not.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Yeah.
So is this a contingency amount of money you need? Because it was going to get broken. Do you have the money?
Well, we've got to wait and see how much it's actually going to...
Pardon?
I would like to see how much it's actually going to cost.
Yes.
But, yes, we would have the funds to cover it.
You have the funds to cover it?
As far as I know, yes.
No, because then you'd have, okay, to, we need have to just, have had a budget out
we're not,
of which
I know, but we
funds.
Can't...
Bruce just has so a question. Is this a contingency Bruce? Fund?
We will have to cross that bridge when we come, but we need to move on with the meeting.
Fund,
okay, we need to move on with the meeting.
Bruce, oh, Bruce was first.
That's $3,500. Is that insurance? Do we have insurance on that?
Yeah.
And we do. How much we have to pay to get it done? Deductible.
Yeah.
That's an option we can definitely look into. I was waiting for an official quote because insurance won't do anything for us until we have a quote. So we're waiting for insurance on the building as well, waiting for another quote for them to figure things out. So I will definitely contact insurance once we get an official quote from them.
Okay. Lori?
Yes, Lori.
Is there something the company could give you that would make it so that does not happen again? Because I guarantee you, the wind is going to happen again. So is there something that the company offers or whatever to make sure that that doesn't happen again?
Certainly something we could look into.
Mm-hmm. I'll definitely ask.
Okay. I don't know as well. Okay, so the Hulsel property, we have concerns over the safety of the buildings and property. So are we deciding what we're doing?
We can. Yeah, I mean, I think we kind of decided by email that we weren't going to do anything at this point just because of the cost.
Okay.
Where is that?
So it's one of the properties, one of our derelict properties in town, and it's...
On Moore Street.
Yeah, and it's the tree, the old trees in the property are becoming a problem.
What's
and so
that?
It's on Elmore Street. So. So we're still trying to figure out the cost to remediate. Yes. Pardon?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And what we can actually do because we don't own the property. Yeah.
Right.
And both parties that lived there have passed on now.
Oh.
And no families come to claim it.
Is someone paying the taxes on there?
We can't answer that.
Okay. Is there not a... If taxes aren't paid after so many years, the village has it and it becomes village property?
Yeah.
Well, it goes to tax auction.
Yeah,
sorry.
Nope, that's fine.
It goes to tax auction. If nobody buys it at the auction, then village will take
yeah.
will
okay.
So then the village
get it.
Has to take all the loss
yep.
on the property.
Yeah.
And then it would be the village that would have to bear the cost of taking down the tree.
And cleaning up the property.
And cleaning up the property, okay.
Where is this exactly geographically?
It's on Elmore Street.
On Elmore Street?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So it's taxed and paid for 3 years, if that's what happens.
Then it goes on tax recovery list.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
Joanne?
How many years does it have to be in arrears?
3 years.
Three.
3 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark it on the calendar. Okay, so now moving on to reports. They're all the one they're attached.
Yes.
And do we need closed session? I don't think we have anything for closed.
Just policy there, but
yes. I thought it was this policy we're going to discuss. Or is that in the future? No, I didn't write anything.
Okay,
out.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. So we have nothing
Rookie
more.
Mistake.
That's okay. You're allowed mistakes. Okay, so we have nothing for closed session, and we have covered all of our agenda, so the meeting is adjourned.
Perfect.
Great job, guys.
7:05.
Nice.
Good job, Kelly.
Oh, jeez. Okay, thanks, Doug.
Thank you, everybody, for coming.
See you.
Excuse me. Can you get the supplementary information that's all in this agenda here?
Yeah.
In the office?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
My papers are so messed up.
I stapled mine because I knew I
should have done that.
Sure. Are you guys going to be in here for a while?
Do we need to leave if you spray?
Well, it's just that, I mean, after a while, it says you can
but
spray.
But I feel in a better place if you spray now.
Or how about we just leave it and you spray when you leave? Would that work?
Or you have to some fly pants over
just,
here.
Oh. He did all up outside.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And if you just hopefully Bruce, don't not while they're in here. Just stay in for a while.
Right behind me.
You don't have lice, do you?
You know, you read that thing and it says if your dog has ticks and has been in the house that would feel ticks. And then it says do not spray your pet.
Oh, that's funny. Like, like
girl, I'll leave this for you. You can do it.
Should I watch?
Yes. See if I can find it and then send it to you.
Okay.
I had a hard time not laughing.
Okay, thanks. Sure.
You and me both.
Great job.
Thank you.
Point of information, if I may. Closed session FOIP division personnel.
We didn't have anything. That was
an error.
No, that's not my question.
Okay.
Right. We had Heather there is officially down still on the record as being
yes.
the FOIP person.
Yes.
Is she still the FOIP person?
There was a lot of records that didn't get switched over when she left her position when Patrick took over. So there's a lot of things
yeah,
that her
yes,
name.
But she's still officially in the
yes.
record with
so,
the government as being the FOIP
right,
person.
Because it never got changed. So she's not, but I'll have to change that.
She's not. She's not the FOIP person.
As far as I know, never been the FOIP person.
Did you give her remuneration for the month that she's been it?
She
no.
hasn't been
she's
it as
never
long as I've been on council.
It doesn't matter. Officially, she's down on the record as being
yeah.
the person to go to.
Well, no, then okay. she hasn't got any pennies of remuneration.
Nothing?
No.
Are you putting
well, maybe
you
ought to send
yes,
her a letter thanking her.
But she said she never was it.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's in
so,
the official records, on the government records. That's why I'm saying it needs changing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No,
right?
We will definitely
yes, it does.
Change that.
Yes.
just send her a letter saying thank you.
Okay.
Right? Because they can come back on you.
Okay.
If they wish. And you know, some of them are picky. Thank you very much.
We hang on, we did.
Interesting meeting.